Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Four in a row for your Cleveland Guardians. Tone, good morning.
Morning.
Are you crowing? Are you crowing this morning?
Crowing?
It seemed like you were crowing. You wanted to start with the Guardians because I think you wanted to crow.
Well, I'd love any time we have a chance to start with something good.
Well, it is good and good and positive, yeah.
I'll always take that, especially where this fan base seemed to be after the losing streak, that now they're able to get back to their winning ways. They're still churning out wins. And I know yesterday, for some reason, people were acting like it wasn't impressive that they had 70 wins. Well, now they have 71, so hopefully that's one more impressive than 70.
People think 70 wins is a... See, this is where you're going to upset me. 70 wins is impressive, but when you can't just sit there and say 70-49 and then sit back and kick your feet up and wait for the season end.
Well, no, you can...
That's kind of what you sounded like yesterday.
You can do that when the panicky Petes and the nervous Nellies...
Are you calling me a panicky Pete and a nervous Nelly?
Oh, you were yesterday. The amount of reaction I got from people wondering when Ken turned heel, when Ken went south, happened to Ken Carman? Okay. He used to be a populist. He used to be a man of the people. When did he become devil's advocate?
Name six messages you got.
That's what I was getting.
I got one guy. A lot of people agreed with me. They're going, well, they're 70-49. It's a good record. But the team right behind them, at that time, 3.5 games back and still 3.5 games back, yeah, also has a good record at 67-52.
So they agreed with you that there were other teams that had a lot of wins in the American League?
There are other teams that are good.
And in the Central?
There are other teams that are good.
Is that how this works in sports? Teams are close and a certain amount of wins or losses less or more than the team that you are? I've never seen such a state of affairs in Major League Baseball.
If you just want to start a fight. If you just want to start
a fight,
that's fine.
Holy cow, there's all these other teams jockeying for position two?
Yeah, well.
And some have good days and you might have a bad day and then they get nervous? Wow! Mind blown. Holy cow. Competition. This is interesting. This is our first pennant chase? I don't... Do we not? Have we not been through this with Indians baseball, Guardians baseball over the years?
You made it out to seem as if you just, hey, we're up by a billion in the division and we'll just kick our feet up. If anything, Joey Logano and Austin Dillon told you, you can't just kick your feet up and think you're going to win.
I don't think this team
it's over.
What would tell you that this team would act like that?
I'm not saying the team would, but I have no control over the team.
So the fans are going to win.
Yeah, the fans. The ones that pay attention every game.
The fans have no correlation to how the team is going to do. So what does that matter? We could get into the psychology of the fans. I would ask.
I had the Dairy Brothers in my phone yesterday about you and your laissez-faire cavalier attitude towards the Cleveland Guardians.
What attitude should I have? You tell me, all knower of ways to react. How should I react today about the Guardians?
That was funny.
Should I feel good? Should I feel bad?
Obviously, you should feel a little bit good about the Guardians, right? Yeah, you should feel a lot good about the Guardians. They did win four in a row. It was a hell of a game last night.
It was
awesome. I'm sure you saw every pitch.
No, what happens is this is a common theme. the kids have to be the helter-skelter portion of the night have taken such a bite out of like the middle inning, especially what was that 2.5 hours last night?
Is he right? Pigs and blood on the wall. Is that how that goes?
A little truth to that. It's all that chaos ensuing, and then I get back down, and I had missed them, unfortunately, taking the lead in the way that they took the lead. Obviously, I have it on my phone, so that's the only problem with a lot of these games. Maybe that's part of the difference. Like, I have to go upstairs, and then it's playing some nice music for the kiddos. Jesus. It's bath time, and it's getting them ready for bed, and then I come down. These games are going so fast.
At what point do you get to no more bath time every night? It happens naturally.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Axel takes a shower every night now. He has to. He's 9
playing
years old.
Playing football every day.
Right? Yeah, and you're playing football every day. Like, get in the shower.
You get the skin diseases.
Get it all out there. Yeah, you're going to get the impetigo and the ringworm and the God knows what. Yeah, that ain't good. And then plus you're right by the woods, so you got to watch out for them ticks, you know. You got to be careful with that. Okay, that part sucks. The every night bath time, that I forgot about all that. That sucks.
I feel like we're losing an hour and a half
of
society every night.
Yes, you are.
There could be chaos ensuing around me. I wouldn't know.
It was a fun game because it was a 2-1 game and that your bullpen... First off, credit where it's due. Matt Boyd had a very nice outing last night. Had a very nice outing. And then...
Do we have too many good starters now?
It's a hell of a thing to say.
Too late to trade one.
Hunter Gaddis has really found his niche this season as a reliever. I know they tried to start him a couple times last year basically because they had to. It was a mess. He's not a starting pitcher, but as a reliever, he just seems to carry himself with a different confidence and a different way, and he has done such a phenomenal job. I mean, they all have. I mean, Pedro Avila, usually he was actually in a leverage situation, which I was a little bit surprised. And that, by the way, shows you where Steven Vogt is with some of the other relievers. Like, hey, man, I can't run him out there every single day. So Pedro Avila, who's usually a human victory cigar in one way or the other, like, if he comes out, we're usually down by 7 or up by 7, and I can kind of relax for the rest of the game that when he comes out. He was in a leverage situation.
He's fired up.
Took care of his business, was really fired up, just like what Mitch had sent it to us. And then Manuel Clase with the 37th save of the year, where his ERA, folks, is down to 0.64.
They say he's working on a new pitch. He's got another in the secret repertoire. Weapon.
Well, I mean, he's got plenty of time. They're usually 1-2-3 innings, so he's got plenty of time to do it. But it's not about being down on the Guardians. It's about making sure that they take care of their business to win the division. That's all. They want to win the division. So when you kind of put your feet up, and say, well, 70-49. Well, I just can't throw 70-49 over everything and say that's fine.
Well, they're 71-49 now.
Yeah, 71-49.
So if they now get can.
If they get the 72-49, guess what I'm going to do tomorrow?
The same thing you did today.
No, I'm going to put my feet up and I'm going to say, well, that's it. I'm going to do Lima.
They were not going to be deterred on MGK Day. That was just not going to happen. No way.
What'd you
no
think how. Of that?
Different.
Are you a Machine Gun Kelly fan still?
I am absolutely a fan of his, how do I put this? Because he has been in the public eye.
Long time
especially
now.
In this town.
Long time.
Has it been for
It's been since before. I moved here in 2012 and I had
years,
heard of
12
him
years,
before
13 years?
I moved here.
It's been a long time. And
since 2010
His
probably.
Ability to reinvent himself. And to continue to climb, like, there was a time where people were like, well, he'll never be Eminem. It's like, he's way bigger than Eminem now. He's way bigger.
He's bigger than Eminem now.
Yes. Yes.
Is he bigger? Was he bigger than Eminem when Eminem was at his apex?
At Eminem's peak? I don't know. MGK's been able to.
It's a different audience because he changed his style.
Oh, he did.
He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that.
He evolved. And then yesterday, he had one of the most unique first pitches ever in the history of, wouldn't you say?
Did he throw it into the, I didn't see it. Did he throw it into the crowd on purpose or something?
He went like he was going to throw it and then sprint it over on the third base side and chuck the ball into the stands because, you know, he's wild. Okay. You never know what he's going to do.
Guess what, Ken?
What?
He's wild.
He is a wild man.
They call him a wild boy, I believe.
A wild boy. That's right. I didn't think he was a boy anymore.
He's 34 now, isn't he?
He's not evolved into wild man status yet. Although I do have a question. You have been for years saying that he is probably the champion of Cleveland the most of the celebrities.
Yes.
He's covered up all the Cleveland tattoos.
What?
Yeah.
He's blacked out all of his tattoos. That's kind of what he's doing right now.
Oh, so is he going to start over again?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I didn't know that. I know some people, anytime he does anything, people flock to social media and say, you know, he's actually from Houston, or he's actually lived in Colorado and other cities. Like, yeah, I mean, I think there are going to be generations of people that move and have to go, depending on what their parents do or their personal life situation.
Do we only
like people that were born in Cleveland and then stayed in Cleveland forever?
My buddy Nick, his definition, he says you're not a Clevelander. You have to be born in Cleveland. I go, that is insane. That is insane.
I mean, we know people who are not from Cleveland who have kids, and their kids are Clevelanders because that's all they've been raised in these schools.
Yeah.
Some of them are even rooting for our team.
I think there's a difference in being from Cleveland and being a Clevelander. Like, I would consider the whole room Clevelanders.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm from Canton, right?
Yeah.
I was born in Canton. Was raised in Canton.
You kind of claim both, right?
Probably won't die in Canton.
You kind of claim both. I see nothing wrong with that. You spent a lot of time in both.
Well, I can't just turn my... Well, it's in Northeast Ohio, so I'm not just going to turn my back on Canton, Ohio when it's in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
I would say it's at the southern tip. Maybe, I don't know. Does North... We've done the geography before.
It is. Northeast Ohio.
Northeast Ohio. So I've done the whole thing. So yeah, it's not a big deal. Oh, Youngstown's a little different. I got to give you that. It's a little bit half and half. But everything else, it's like, nah, you could consider yourself a Clevelander. You work, you live in Cleveland. You know, that's the way it goes. And am I really going to be the one to say that he's not a Clevelander all of a sudden? How many first pitches has he thrown out? It's got to be half a dozen
for him. At least.
He has a week every year, right? I mean, he has a
whole week.
He has his concerts, his festivals. He has gatherings, the pop-up stuff. I mean, for the last week, he's been doing this, and he's been everywhere.
But good for him.
And he commands that his fans follow him wherever.
Well, we need all the celebrity we can get, so good for him. That's great.
He actually does public appearances.
Who are you taking a shot at?
So how about Big Christmas yesterday, Kenny?
Oh, okay.
So he does it again. I have some numbers.
I don't know what you're taking a shot at, but safety off.
So yesterday, was that his ninth home run already? His ninth home run. Considering the at-bats that he's had, the infrequent playing time, that is incredible. He has had now 5 go-ahead home runs. He's had 2 game-tying home runs. Of his 21 hits, well, actually now he has 22 hits because he had 2 yesterday. He has 12 for extra bases. And now the RBI count continues to go up. He's one of the most clutch hitters in baseball when he plays.
I wish we had John Kenzie Noel in the 2016 World Series, except he was 15 years old.
There are times I would have taken him over Michael Martinez.
Would you rather have 15-year-old John Kenzie Noel or Michael Martinez as a grown man at that moment? 216-474-0092. Well said. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. A lot of people are... It's power where you need it. We've struggled to find it. We've been on a pilgrimage to find any power whatsoever. Like, Jose's got some. Naylor has some. Like, finally, you're getting a decent group of guys that can hit for power. But it's always been like, okay, where's the boppers? Okay, if I got John Kenzie Noel, maybe I have a bopper there. They tried to do that with old what's-his-name, Josh Bell, and he can only hit home runs against us, apparently. He can't hit home runs for us. So if you got boppers, you got guys that can help out, it makes it a little bit easier for everybody. So it makes it more fun for everybody. So I enjoy that he's the big young story of it, because it's not just that they're doing well. It's that I got a guy who's really, really young and that I can start to put into 2024, 2025, 2026, and so on. So that makes it a lot more fun. But yeah, 3.5 games up in the Central Division.
And they're tied for the best record in baseball.
What a difference a week makes.
No, what a difference a day. Yesterday I was told I wasn't concerned enough about the team, and today they have the best record in baseball.
Thomas says to Sports Boy Tony, have Ken Carman's number with his heel turn on the Cleveland Guardians. Maybe. I'm not doing a heel turn on the Guardians. That's not a heel. See, don't
I thought the heel turn had been completed.
You guys already only half listen because you're getting ready for work, and you only half listen to the stuff Lima says, and because he says it so quickly, and because I'm always on the defense, it sounds like I'm doing a heel turn. I'm not doing a heel turn on the Guardians. That's not the point of it. My point is that I'm paying attention. I document the games that I'm watching, every pitch, living and dying, and Lima says, you're wasting your time. That's not a heel turn. I'm getting ready for September and October. I'm the one moving and shaking with the Derry brothers during the games, sending the texts, getting the information. You're doing bath time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it every night. Come downstairs, get a little ice cream treat, and watch my team win another game and have the best record in baseball.
Ken pays attention to the game.
Who could have a problem with that?
Ken does his job, watches the game, pays attention to the sports. You do bath time, and I get hell. I get called a curmudgeon and a bad guy because I'm a Guardians fan, and I'm glad that they won four in a row. I don't understand.
Some of you can choose to have angst during these beautiful summer nights. I will enjoy getting peed on by my son. Goes right up in the air. Boy, you guys were not lying about that. I mean, it is just a steady stream. And then I come down and watch another Class A victory. Dominant performance. It's unbelievable.
But how do you explain how much you liked it before your son came along? 216-474-0092.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
What a Guardians debut and a return to the field by Matthew Boyd, ladies and gentlemen. He was outstanding. Kenny, how great was that to see? 5 1/3, 3 hits, just 1 earned run, and he struck out 6.
God, it was needed.
Much needed.
It was needed.
And look, you asked
Where's all the haters now, the Chernoffs and the Antonettis?
You asked me about like watching these games and being nervous. I mean, there is no doubt that this team, with their pitching situation, You kind of are, I can understand, living and dying by, you know, one of these guys going out there and just getting blown up.
This is why I don't believe you. I think, not that you're lying to the people, but I think you're lying to yourself. Because at one point last week, we were groaning. I don't even know if it was on air. We were groaning about, boy, if they give up this lead,
whether it would be called a disaster.
The folks who haven't watched one pitch all year, probably can't even find them, this is why I don't support them. This is why Dolan's cheaps. This is why Antonetti and Chernoff are afraid.
Because they've been quiet
afraid
all year.
Because they've had no reason to get chirping.
Except around the deadline. That was it. They got
That was the only chance they had to chirp. That's it. And so there is a group of folks who, like, they might be football fans, they might be basketball fans, they're not baseball fans, but everybody's a fan of bitching. And so when they had that chance to complain, they complain, and then when they lose a week of baseball games, they lost 7 straight. When you lose a week of baseball games, it's like, man, I could see them coming. Guys, that's why I'm nervous. That's why I'm nervous. Attendance is up, interest is up, and if all this goes away and they give that up, we're going to go right back to some of the terrible, terrible things that we had to talk about before. It's a broken record. It's the same thing over and over again. It's Groundhog Day. Whatever analogy you want to make, that's what it is. And I want to avoid it, and Tone wants to avoid it. And I can be made out to be a bad guy out of all this, but it's not true. But if you want to call me a bad guy, it's because you're not listening close enough. I'm not a bad guy. I want him to do well. And I don't want to have to deal with, well, this is why I don't support baseball. This is why I don't watch them. This is why I don't pay attention. They just break your heart. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and those people, hey, they'll be back the minute they lose a playoff game or a playoff series.
I can knock them down in the middle of a playoff series or after a playoff series. I can just knock it down and go, guys, I picked them to be 82-80, and that was optimistic.
Right.
So I can do that then. But if you lose it now, they use that as a justification for all that stuff. No, it's about fighting for baseball. It's not about being nasty towards the baseball.
All right, well, there's nothing to be nasty about when it came to Matthew Boyd, who we had not seen in a Major League Baseball game since June 26th of 2023. For him, it felt like his MLB debut all over again.
You know, I was out there on the mound getting cotton mouth and stuff in that first inning. You know, I had nerves just like it felt similar to that. My wife told me last night, you know, I was like, we were counting up the days.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It was 422 days since my last one or something like that, and every one of those days was a blessing. Would have wished that upon anybody, but man, so much good came from it.
What are you trying to say, Matt? 422 days, that's pretty close. What also did he have?
Well, I was going to ask you when the last time you had cottonmouth.
It's been a long time since I've had cottonmouth.
Owen, last time, cottonmouth.
Hey, do any of you guys know if the gummies give you the cottonmouth? Mitch?
Mitch?
No comment.
What were you doing in that hotel room last week? Anyway, Guardians, with another clutch piece of hitting by Big Christmas. Now, we had the call earlier from Matt Underwood in the open. He was on with Bull and Fox yesterday in the afternoon show.
All right.
Nick and Dustin. See the face? I mean, Nick and Dustin. Now, they were trying to get him to say a different catchphrase. They were trying to get him to say something about Santa's got a brand new bag.
Santa's got a brand new bag. That was Dustin's thing.
How many people are asking Matt Underwood right now to somehow work in something Christmas related? And should he continue to go with the bit?
Yeah.
I just want him to yell silver bells.
He should go full John Sterling.
Time.
Yeah. Go full John Sterling and start singing Noel. Like when, yes, when there's home runs. Do it.
Go to the nth degree.
Everybody loves it.
How genuinely excited are you right now about Noel? Because baseball has a way of introducing you to guys. They get off to unbelievable starts, and you never hear from again. This seems different, does it not?
You rarely get to see it in the NFL. Like, I get to see like a guy like Victor Cruz, who's a late-round pick, who ends up flashing for a few years and then had those injuries, unfortunately. There's a couple other guys. Like guys like Shannon Sharpe, who were seventh-round picks and end up being Hall of Famers. But it doesn't always go that way, and there's so few of them. In basketball, there's even fewer. And then you get to baseball, where guys will seemingly come out of nowhere to the general fan, and then they go away to the general fan, and that's
now
it.
They go
like
away.
They're there for a week, and then that's it. And so there's like these little spots. It's almost like when you watch the news and you're like, here's a nice story of a person. That's a nice story, and you move on. They don't just stick around and you keep hearing follow-up stories. And I don't want John Kenzie Noel to be that guy. He's only 23 years
old. I know.
So it's a lot of fun to see, so we'll take it as long as we can.
I just keep thinking about that dude with somebody on the bases. Remember, and him in a playoff game coming up and how electric that scenario could be.
They kept him on the 40-man roster when he was an A-ball to protect him from Rule 5. So they knew there was something in there that they just had to get out. Sounds like Boogie Nights, but no, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, he has a chance here. I mean, you want to talk about folk hero. They can make a run in the playoffs and have that bat, because that's kind of what's been missing over the years. I mean, I know Josh Naylor we've talked about, and, you know, he's made his mark. I mean, that Yankee series, he did hit a home run. We know what happened after that. But to have another guy who could come up and just demolish a baseball and not worry about a count or whether there's two outs doesn't seem to impact him.
There's been a couple examples recently. You know, this is what they wanted Franmil Reyes to be. He just unfortunately was never it consistently, and it's still early. But the other example is it only happened for a small amount of time, and it got him more time. Oscar Gonzalez, remember, in the playoffs, he had like two walk-offs against the Rays and the Yankees, I believe. And then it basically got him on the roster the next season, and he probably shouldn't have been on the roster. He just got hot. Yep. That was during the SpongeBob stuff and all that. Yep. He got hot at the right time. But I'm glad he's doing it in July and August. And that way it seems like it'll be a little more sustainable for the future.
We do have some Cleveland Browns news. Put it off as long as we could. But yesterday, Michael Hall Jr. arrested following a domestic incident. We did have more WKYC's Cater K yesterday giving you the update.
Hi, this is Avon Police. Yeah, we talked about a domestic situation. They got in a physical altercation, and then he put all her stuff out, and then he took off.
Okay, did he hit her?
He did. He pushed her, and he hit upside the head with a bottle, a baby bottle.
So that was the 911 call yesterday that led to Michael Hall Jr.'s arrest with the Cleveland Browns. They did come out with a statement yesterday saying we are aware of the incident involving Mike Hall Jr. last night. This was in Avon. His representative has been in touch with the appropriate authorities in the process of gathering more information, and we'll have no further comment at this time. Now, yesterday, it did come down that in the moment, misdemeanor charges. So there is a lot of chatter, people wondering, will there be more? Will there be a grand jury because there was a weapon involved?
Not sure.
And where they'll go from here. There were a lot of people that thought yesterday he was going to be cut. Like, that was it. He was going to be an ex-Cleveland Brown. It's obviously something we're paying close attention to. It broke while we were on our podcast yesterday that news came out. So, Kenny, as of right now, I know it's still very early because there's going to be more investigation. This isn't it. Like, I saw people yesterday saying, that's it. It's a misdemeanor. Domestic violence cases, there still could be a long way to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens in the meantime with the Browns? I know there was also talk about the commissioner's exempt list while it's investigated.
Well, we were going to do this at 6:40. There's a lot more to say about it. I'd be surprised if I saw him out there against the Vikings today and join practices, but...
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a surprise. I wonder if the exempt list comes into play with this, but again, there's a lot more to say about it coming up at 6:40.
And other news as we get ready for this battle with the dual practices with the Minnesota Vikings. McCarthy, a torn meniscus that is going to be operated on.
That was a surprise.
A huge blow because people were genuinely excited about him.
Yeah.
And the glimpses, I know it's just training camp, and as much as me, an Ohio State fan, you as a Michigan fan, would love to go back and forth on McCarthy.
I'm not a Michigan fan. Second of all, it might be good for him. Some people are saying it might be good for him. I don't think it could be good for him. Like Josh Allen had the injury and was out for a month his rookie season, and it slowed down for him. He still saw live action. He saw live action, then he had a break, then he saw live action again, and he was much better, and he's been great ever since. Like, you can take a guy out. You can bring him along. You don't have to force that and make him a starter, and once he's a starter, he's always a starter. It's tough to do that, though, because the media is there, so I can't act foolish. But you can give a guy a little bit of seasoning here and there and drop him in, and then when he's ready, because the game is so much faster in the NFL, and the windows are so much tighter. But now he doesn't have an opportunity.
No.
So now he's just going to sit there and take his mental reps and watch his tape. And we can do everything we want to about mental reps. And while I guess that they're important, they're still not as important as what you're going to see when you're in live action going after it and trying to complete passes and trying to move the ball down the field. That's a significant setback.
And you wonder how different now these practices and preseason game will look, given that, you know, he's now not going to be there. All right, that's it for About Last Night.
You and I were getting texts about this at 5 in the morning yesterday, and so it was a... We try not to have distractions during the show. It was a pretty big distraction during the show. So we're going, like, every, I ain't gonna lie to you guys, every break, Lima's walking out the door, texting people, phones blowing up. It was a weird day yesterday. Comes out officially. Zach was the one who broke it, and then it came out. The Browns released a statement. There's really no further saying on the matter. They said it was a misdemeanor. You know, Lima, you and I talked about it yesterday afternoon. A lot of people saying that the Browns should cut Mike Hall. Where do you stand on cutting Mike Hall?
I was surprised.
Where do the people stand? 216-474-0092. This is a serious accusation, but where do you stand?
Yeah, when I first heard the allegations, obviously they are allegations. I was tipped off that, you know, you'd have 911 audio that would confirm what her allegations were. Unfortunately, it's very sad. The whole thing is sad, and you can see how this erupted over the course of, you know, a really, really bad night, and how it could have been, quite frankly, much, much worse. I mean, it could have been tragic yesterday. So, obviously, only got one side of the story here and what the police were willing to offer up at the time, and then a little more in the police report and the 911 call. I thought there was a good chance he was going to get cut. I thought there was a good chance that was going to be it for Mike Hall with the Browns. Now, later in the day, he ended up getting bonded and released with a misdemeanor charge. Now, they say in domestic violence cases, oftentimes they'll do the very minimum for it to stick so they can get a protection order. We'll have to find out more if that's part of the process, because you'll hear from lawyers and you'll see whether or not there are more charges, whether there's going to be a grand jury situation, whether it could be felony charges, because there are weapons involved. We weren't there. We don't know. We only know what's being accused. But what was on paper, I'm like, oh, this could be an easy cut, even if he was a second-round pick. I saw people say the only reason he wasn't cut yesterday was because he was a second-round pick. Had he been a fourth-round pick, he's cut.
I told you on the phone.
A fifth-round pick, he's cut.
I told you that on the phone.
Which goes to show you where we are on these types of things.
Well, I had the tease. I hung up my badge with the morality police a long time ago. If I'm looking for morals, pro sports is the wrong place to look. And that's with any team in any city or whatever it is. I would imagine that if you asked Andrew Berry or anybody with the Browns as a person, yeah, it's a reprehensible allegation here. And it's, and frankly, the phone, because, hey, I live in Streetsboro. He went to Streetsboro. The phone was just blowing up yesterday afternoon. It was just a bad day in town. Just a bad, bad day. And I wouldn't cut him. It's a tough thing to say. It's an embarrassing thing to happen. I brought this up yesterday in that podcast. I said, well, what would I do if I was general manager? I picked the guy in the second round. I had my information. Okay, I had my information. But also, at that time, you remember, when they took him, there was conversation about, well, people were bad-mouthing him at that time. And I said, man, I asked all around town. I asked all around up here because he's originally from this area right up here, but it's just down the road, literally. And I couldn't get anybody to say anything. Not like I was poking him going, say something nasty about him. I couldn't get anybody to say anything that was demeaning, that was questionable. And then all of a sudden this happens, and we're here. Oh, that was the thing that we were worried about. I go, well, that wasn't the thing that was said at that time before in the pre-draft process. From me locally, okay? If I'm the general manager, you're asking me the general manager. I picked a guy in the second round that's a major investment. Not only did I pick him in the second round, I picked him with my first pick in the draft.
Right, right. That's key.
I picked him there. So I have to let the legal process play out. That sounds crass. It is. It's pro sports. It's the truth. I can only tell you the truth, Anthony.
And I appreciate that. That's what I asked, and that's the only thing you can do. We still don't know a lot about this, and the Browns are investigating. So you're going to have potentially an NFL investigation. That's how this works. Any domestic violence case, as we know very well here in Cleveland, and has been highlighted throughout the NFL, the NFL takes this way more seriously than they used to. They used to not take it seriously at all. I mean, they used to just listen to their players, and if their players refuted it, that was it, and that was over. Whether or not there was cooperation from, you know, local investigators and local
national
law enforcement.
Media had something to do with it as well. I mean, well, yeah. They would play to that. You're right.
Well, Ray Rice and Kareem Hunt changed the whole paradigm of how the NFL operates. And I still, in a very cynical way, I still look at the NFL and while they will do some due diligence, they will buckle to optics, right? They will only care about optics. And like, for instance, if a video comes out, if a Ring camera ends up coming out and you actually see threats and see gun threats and potential domestic violence, if you see it, changes the story. That changes the investigation.
Well, that's what made it so bad with the Ray Rice situation is that there was a video. There was an alleged cover-up of the video. People trying to get their hands on the video from the league. That's where things really got out of control with it. And that was as ugly as it gets. I've not seen any video. I haven't seen any photographs or anything like that. But I can only go by what I've read. What I've read is terrible. But I also know you're asking me as a general manager. Yeah. I don't like this. It's ugly, and frankly, as far as atonement, he owes the girlfriend and God, frankly, and then he owes everybody else. He's a local guy. It's not like he's going anywhere. If he were from Apopka, Florida, or something like that, we'd probably feel different. But he's local, and again, he's embarrassed himself with this. He's embarrassed an entire community with this. But for atonement of it, you have a long road to go because we have to figure out, okay, what are you going to do personally with your family here? Then what are you going to do with the law? Then what are you going to do with the league? There's a lot of things that he has to go through now. So now I've taken a player in the second round, and that's on me if he's not available. Because the thing that I answer to is whether or not the Browns win football games. You're asking me the general manager. I have to be GM Ken here. I answer whether or not they win football games. If they win football games, people will look the other way, or they will focus on good things. If they don't win football games, this is front and center for me. This is front and center for me. Not only did we not make the playoffs here, Ken, you took this guy in the second round, and he didn't even play for you this season. Yeah. Or he had a 6-game suspension, and who knows what type of player he'd be after a 6 or 8 or whatever game suspension it might be. So that's what I have to deal with. But no, I wouldn't cut him after this. I have to let the legal system play out.
Would you cut him if he corroborated what she said, the mother of his child, if he did put a gun up to her temple, said he was going to end it all? If he admitted to that, would you cut him? Because I think I would. I think that having gun violence, potential gun violence, having it with a player who was off other teams' draft boards too.
I think I'd have to ask him what made him do something like that and what type of help he needs.
Well, he needs help either way, right? I mean, I think...
But am I helping him by just cutting him? Because am I helping him, and am I helping myself by just cutting him?
I mean,
this is ugly.
They heard a lot of stuff about Perrion Winfrey. They kept him on the team for a year.
Yes,
and
they
then,
did.
Then
yes,
it led
did.
To what it led to.
But you know what happens in this league? Because we did it with Kareem Hunt. Some time passes. You go through what you have to go through with the NFL, and then somebody picks him up. And what did I tell you and Jason? And Jason was gobsmacked to go, yeah, the process is played out now. He will be an available player at some point. I would pick him up if I were the Browns. I said that to Jason years ago. So I have to be a general manager about this. I have to look at football-wise. Yeah, it's ugly. And you don't want players like that on your football team. But we said goodbye to morals a long time ago when you and I were kids when it came to professional sports. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns cut Mike Hall? What would you do if you were the general manager?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.